I understand that, and I appreciate the rules and regulations. And as you say, someone has to go. Is there any recourse for Bishop Stortford? What if they appeal? What if they indeed decide to resign from the league? Does that mean another club would have to go across?
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, you're sort of trying to get a view of what's on the other side of the fence, and we haven't even got to the fence yet. I think everybody needs to take a step back. I think we need to appraise all the situations from all the views. If Bishop Stortford are not happy with something, the similar situation has happened with Rushden and Diamonds, they can lodge an appeal.
Has that been? Have the board even thought about that? Even thought that far that Bishop Stortford might turn around and say, "We want to appeal this."
As I said earlier on, Caroline, everybody can appeal against a decision in football, and they have the right to do so. They have to weigh up the pros and cons. The conference, if they are asked why did they do it, will have to give their answer. And I think the answer was truthfully given by the chairman to Bishop Stortford, and was confirmed, as I said earlier on, by several of the South clubs themselves, saying, well, because of what's happened at the very late stage, somebody had to go. We do feel sorry.
Couldn't it, you know, just play with an uneven number of teams in the north?
Well, I think that is a matter for the clubs themselves to have decided, and they had these mini meetings and they said that was not acceptable. And when you're dealing with club finances, what may affect one club, because don't forget, one league would have had one extra game and another league would have had, well, sorry, two extra games, and another league would have had two less games. So you have to try and deal with the majority. And, you know, again, we return to the sort of scenario of Rushden and Diamonds. You know, whilst everybody may feel sorry for Rushden and Diamonds, and God forbid it doesn't happen to their club, nevertheless, you run a competition for the majority. You know, the majority of clubs do not cause the league they're in, and I'm not just talking about the football conference, we can talk about the Zamoretto League, we can talk about the Isthmian League, the Northern Premier League, or the Dead Dog and Duck League on a Sunday. The vast majority of clubs in all those leagues do not cause the administration any problems at all. They try and run to the best of their ability, and that's what we want to do. So I feel personally, because of such an unprecedented move that this was, literally three quarters of an hour before the AGM started, you know, we had this situation. Now, we could have put that back to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm only being hypothetical here, but to explain to your listeners, we could have put that back to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but would have it changed anything? No, it wouldn't, because people had still gone away, consulted their map, looked at everything and everything else. And I don't think, you know, I understand Luigi is the chairman. It came as a shock. His first initial reaction, like everybody who's not happy with something, says, well, OK, I'll go and play with my toys somewhere else. Well, that is anybody's decision. And I would hope that in the cold light of day, when people have slept on this, that Bishop Stortford, and particularly their board, their manager, and everybody else, their fans, say they endorse that. Unfortunately, this year's they've drawn the short straw. But that's happened to lots of clubs, and I say that's not being condescending to Bishop Stortford fans. But what I ask them to do is, like it's happened to lots and lots of other clubs, you know, look at those fresh fields, pick something up to your advantage, some positives, and move forward with it. And I got a guy who lives just around the corner from me who supports Gloucester City, right? And he, you know, we meet up when we're out walking the dog. And he says to me, you know, I was of that ilk when that happened. You know, well, you know, we've earned promotion from the Zamoretto Southern League into the Blue Square South. And now all of a sudden, we're actually going into the Blue Square North, totally alien to it. It's like playing football on a different planet originally. You know, that was their first thought. That's how it came over in the local press. You know, my God, they're going behind the Iron Curtain to play their football. You know, they're going to be attacked by aliens, and you know, and they're, you know, half of them are never going to return home from a trip to Workington. You know, hey, come on, be positive. And now they've had 2 years in it. The different vibes you get back from the fans who travel away to these games is, yeah, it's great. They're new clubs. They're new horizons.
So, to surmise then, to summary, it's Bishop Stortford's decision whether they appeal or not. And as it stands at the moment, the board have not made any decisions on what would happen if they do appeal. And there is going to be some assistance for Bishop Stortford, but you're not willing to discuss what that may or may not be.
No, I wouldn't say there's going to be. What we did say privately, and I'll keep it private, I was mandated to leave the meeting and just say to you, look, we will look at that. And then actually, there were a couple of other ideas thrown up by some clubs. And of course, you have to be very careful that some clubs have had this happen to them in the past and they've not been offered that. So you have to be very, very careful. You're not setting a precedent yourself. But sometimes, you know, things happen that make us change rules. Exactly what happened with Article 5.2. You know, it caused such a tsunami of problems that people said, we can't let this happen again, right? And don't forget, it's the clubs themselves who make the rules. It's the member clubs of the Football Conference who decide how the Football Conference should behave itself. And when a member club steps out of line, they have asked us to take strong sanction to protect their interests, the integrity of the competition. And if that's what they ask the board to do, the board is mandated, having been elected to that job on their behalf, to carry out their wishes. So don't say this is anything at all to do with any certain individuals, and that conspiracy will always erupt. There are two members of the board who were never involved in any of these discussions, which was Charles Clapham and Helen Thompson. You know, and they had no dealings whatsoever. And we try to do things properly, and it will not stop the conspiracy theorists coming out of the wardrobe, because they will always abound, because they believe nothing can actually be properly done in any walk of life.
So the two clubs that essentially were involved in the discussions weren't involved in the discussions. Just finally, moving on, big rumours that there's a second club that may be thrown out as well. Can you confirm or deny that?
No, I don't know whether anybody has been got that far. There have been communications with one particular club who I don't want to go into, but they were required to settle some monies, which has been settled, and I think that was just a delay, and we had to push them over the line. But we're only talking about a very small amount of money, but again, whether it's you know, two apples in the basket, or whether it's a basket of fruit, it makes no difference. The same rule applies, and therefore we have to follow through. But from a point of view of, it would be totally inappropriate to name a club who is required to do something by the league, and they've done it. And that's what we want. If we ask a club to do something because they're out of sync with what else is going on, if they do it, that should be the end of the matter.
So as far as you're concerned, the only issues will surround Russian and Diamonds, then of course the knock-on effects of that.
Yeah, and as I say, that is their prerogative to take whatever action they want to do. But I think it comes down, if every judge had to make a long-term view of what might happen when he sentenced somebody to 5 years in prison, and then worries what the Court of Appeal, you know, or the High Court, or even the Lords, House of Lords, decide about his summary of events and his sentencing powers. I don't think any judge ever worries about that. They just get on and do it, you know, and if I'm wrong, says a judge, somebody will put me right. And therefore, if the football conference is wrong, somebody else will put us right.
Do you think they are wrong?
Inappropriate to answer.